If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. It's gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Musical theater will always provide a refuge from reality just when we need that refuge most. Mamma Mia, the feel-good show based on the songs of ABBA, offers the kind of respite from the nightly news the world needs more of these days, with sing-along songs and the comfortable feeling throughout the show that we're headed for a happy ending. Kimmy Balmolero, director of the Diamond Head Theater production of the show, is in charge of keeping it all afloat, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Kimmy.
Good morning.
This is a show you know pretty well, isn't it?
Yes. I actually had the opportunity to open the show back in 2001 in New York, so I was part of the original Broadway cast. And, I mean, what an awesome experience it is for me to come back home to Hawaii and share my experiences with our amazing, amazing cast. I'm having a great time.
Back when you were performing in the show, you got a pretty good vantage point on how it affects people in the audience, right?
Yes. You know, we started rehearsals in July of 2001, and so our cast actually went through 9/11 together. I remember the day clearly. You know, I was getting ready to go to the studio to meet everyone. My next-door neighbor knocks on my door, wants to watch the news with us, breaks the news to me and my roommate at the time, and, I mean, the city changed. The world changed at that point. Broadway was going through a really rough time, and I think Mamma Mia saved a lot of people. You know, New York is a pretty strong city, and Mamma Mia and musicals really, really saved us. One of my favorite memories, actually, was when we were doing the show, and I remember looking out into the audience during our Mega Mix, which is the big finale at the end, and Colin Powell was standing up singing and dancing with us, and I couldn't help but cry, you know, because we all know what we see on the news and everything, but he's really up in it, and here he is just taking that moment for himself. He's a huge ABBA fan, who knew, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was mouthing the words. He came backstage to say hi to us, like still dancing and smiling to thank us for our job that night. And so it just kind of opened my eyes to how important it is for, you know, are the gifts that we give in entertainment, how we can give people that release.
No matter what's going on in the world, and no matter how you react to it, it's important to have at least some of your time spent that way.
Yes, absolutely. And Mamma Mia is that, you know? If you're like a theater lover and maybe you first read about it, you're like, oh, okay, maybe that's not my thing. I'm more of a serious theater person. But you can't help but love the show.
Yeah.
Everybody that's been coming in to watch the show, they're just huge smiles. All I hear is it's fabulous. The energy is amazing. And our cast is to die for. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better group of talented, passionate, hardworking, and absolutely lovable people. So we're really excited.
You know, the kind of entertainment that is seen as, quote, lightweight and frothy, it takes just as much work as Chekhov, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a different way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... you know, we received the Broadway company. We received a letter from Meryl Streep early on into our run, and she thanked us again. And we all know what happens right after that letter was written. She thanked us for that moment of unapologetic joy, you know. And it is. It's just like just forgetting, letting yourself go. You know, letting everything else go and allowing yourself that moment, because we are human beings, and with everything that's kind of coming down on us every day, you know, around the world, we're allowed that moment, and we're happy at Mamma Mia to give that to everybody.
That used to be what all musicals were like, right?
Yeah, but you know, I think we were talking about this earlier, where musicals are also a way to talk about heavier issues. You know, I mean, there's shows like Miss Saigon. That's not a very happy ending.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's set in the Vietnam War. So I think entertainment in general is a great way for us to tell stories, for us to connect to each other, whether you were in the war or if you've had, you know, parental issues like we have in Mamma Mia, there's always something to connect with, you know, on different levels, whether, you know, again, you're personally connected to it or maybe you know somebody, but it's just a time for us to tell our stories, to share our stories, and to have conversations afterwards.
Well, you know, Kimmy, when shows like that work, you mentioned Miss Saigon, it's because they make those issues clear.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that the audience can can grab onto them. You know, there are shows that try and don't succeed. And
yeah.
in part, and that gets to where you are as a director. You've got a good book. You've got a working show.
Yes.
You know it can succeed. So it becomes your task to make sure that this production does, right?
Yeah, it does. And again, you know, being a local girl, I grew up in Kaneohe. I just moved home about 4 years ago. And to be able to come back to Diamond Head, actually my first experience at Diamond Head Theater, and they've been absolutely wonderful. And to share my experiences and to also build a great team. You know, I've talked about our cast, who I love. Hi, guys. I love you guys. But our team is amazing. We have Phil Hidalgo, who's our musical director. He's a... worked at Diamond Head Theater many, many times. It's my first time with Phil. He's amazing. And I brought in my friend Mark Kanemura. I think everybody here in Hawaii knows him. He was on So You Think You Can Dance. He's danced with Lady Gaga, Janet Jackson, all of these people. And Mark is still a working dancer, you know, artistic director in L.A. And the passion for just wanting to share stories and joy here at home just really brought, you know, Mark gravitated toward this project. So he dropped everything in LA, came here for the last 6 weeks, put together this amazing show with me, and here we are, just feeling the vibes of the audience, you know what I mean, and each other and our cast. So yeah, I think it is an opportunity for us to tell stories and share our heart, you know. And we're, again, I say it all the time, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we're having a blast.
But it's your job as a director to make sure that that everybody has a blast.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the cast is having fun and it doesn't quite go past the footlights, right? So,
you know what? This show, from day one, when we were talking about putting together our team, yes, you know, Hawaii's filled with amazing talents that we knew we weren't going to have a hard time finding talented people. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're looking for people who can dance, sing, and act, but we're also looking for that fourth talent of yourself. I think the older we get, the more responsibilities we get, the more rules we get, we forget about who we are. So when we were casting the show, we really wanted to make sure we had people who were comfortable with themselves and were also comfortable sharing that on stage, because Mamma Mia is a good time. And at that end, we really want them to show their personalities. So the team that we put together, our cast that we put together of 31 amazing talents here in Hawaii, not only are they well-rounded performers, but they're just amazing people.
You want them to have kind of the same experience that you want the audience to have.
And they do. Like. They really, really do. They love it. Like, we're off for 3 days, and we're still on Facebook, you know, talking to each other because we miss each other so much. We're nerds right now about each other.
Well, have a great time with the show, Kimmy.
We will.
Thanks,
we'll see you
so
at Diamond Head.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Kimmy Balmilero is the director of Mamma Mia, which runs until August 14th at Diamond Head Theater. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.